Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Astromind 2012. We're here with Roy. He's on the air. Roy, are you there?
Yes, Adrian, I'm here. And again, I want to welcome all our callers and listeners out there, and looking forward to a great 2012, and looking forward to sharing, you know, all this information and having, you know, our callers call in and share their views of, you know, what's going on and, you know, what they feel is going to happen during 2012. And what are you getting from all this, Adrian?
Well, it's very interesting, Roy, how the planets have really changed from what we've looked at, the astrological signs and the planetarian motions. It looks like that the, from what I'm seeing, look at the symbols, it looks like the polarities have really changed this year. And I think that with these changes, there's going to be a lot more, from what I was looking into, the health area of the zodiac signs and astrological. It shows that in 2012, there's going to be a lot of illnesses. There's going to be massive diseases that, like, we've never seen before. There's going to be a lot of emotional problems this month. And from what I was looking into the chart, it looks like there's going to be a lot of new diseases that are coming. So it's not looking too good, Roy.
Can you say that since we, you know, just started into 2012, that people have been real, people that are negative have been a lot more negative, would you say?
Well, Roy, from what I'm looking into the chart on our health area, it looks like there's a lot of triangles in our planetarium symbols. So I'm going to say that with these triangles, it's a warning sign, Roy, and it's a warning to let people know you better change your ways or something is coming up. Something is coming with the help. And I think it's to have people to be humble themselves to appreciate what it's like to have good health and to have their life not taken away by the gods, you know, because God has given life and we're not showing the proper respect to God for our health.
You know, it's interesting that you would bring that up, because remember I told you about that Sean Stevenson, that, you know, he was crippled and, you know, and he became a millionaire. Anyway, one of his secrets is that in order to achieve happiness, number one would be health, number two would be wealth, and number three would be, you know, relationships.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, people, you know, have to bring their health first. You know, they, you know, have to be at that right, you know, taking, eating the right foods, you know, breathing right, you know, doing all the necessary things for our bodies, and in order for, you know, you to be able to work, you know, or make the kind of money that you want to make, you know, that's very important.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, relationships would come, you know, after that. And what do you feel about all that?
Well, it makes perfect sense to me that people are very angry because of the changes that are happening in our bodies and our DNA, and it's all shifting to a huge, tremendous change like we've never seen before. And according to the planetary zodiacs, it looks like these changes will be massive. They will be, they will affect our emotions, they will affect our health, they will affect how we feel about one another. And most importantly, I think it's going to affect communication, people who have a hard time stepping into their feminine side and their more masculine for this month, because it is the element of the water, and so it's more of the feminine. It's all about going inside of yourselves and meditate and get in touch with your creativity. But yeah, it's going to be hard on more of the masculine this month.
You know, and that's interesting because, you know, I've heard that this is the year of the water dragon.
Yes, it is.
And what is, you know, water represent?
The feminine side.
Yeah, or the emotional, you know. So like you say, it's going to, you know, affect a lot of people's, you know, emotions, you know, and relationships and, you know, and that, you know, feminine side, you know.
Mostly the masculine.
Right.
Because they're so used to being macho.
Yeah.
Men are so used to being macho and tough, so it's going to bring out that side of them that they haven't never seen before.
And that's interesting because, remember, we had a close friend. I won't mention his whole name, but his first name was Mike. And, we always thought him to be the macho type or, you know, warrior type. And then it wasn't until that day that things started falling apart. And then we saw that, you know, that emotional side of him. Where, you know, things, you know, were, it was hard for him to deal with that. And I think that's where we're all being tested, you know, what kind of inner strength do we have? You know, can we connect with source again, you know, a call upon, you know, our descended masters or angels to assist us so that, you know, we can get past whatever, you know, trials and tribulations that we're going through.
Some reason we got cut off there. Radio show stopped on us for some reason.
Oh.
But I'm back on the air now, Roy. Go ahead.
Okay, are we back we're back on the air then?
Yeah, we're back on the air.
Okay. Well, anyway, I was just reminding you of, you know, when we had a close friend by the name of Mike, and we always thought he had more of the macho, you know, tough warrior type, you know, until one day we saw the weak, you know, side, you know, when things were falling apart in his life.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I think that's, you know, where we're all being tested, that, you know, it's all right, you know, for a man to, you know, bow down or, you know, not always be the tough guy, and that
mm-hmm.
we have to ask for help, you know, from our ascended masters or angels and, you know, and to live, you know, more of the spiritual. I just wanted to share that with you. And what are your views on that?
Well, it's very interesting you'd say that, because I think that for this whole year, the whole plan of these polarities, I think, is to reach out to to our Creator, and to reach out, which will help us with our ascension, which will help us to reconnect to the Source. And I think that's the whole plan. It's just, it's all about reaching out to our Creator, our Heavenly Father.
Right. And that's to have that connection again, you know, with Source.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, a lot of people have disconnected themselves from Source because, you know, of this reality that we live in.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they've gotten wrapped up in the, you know, daily things, you know, like going to work, paying bills, you know, taking care of a family, you know, taking care of problems, you know, all these other things.
Right.
Just like, you know, Zeus said in that movie, what was it, Clash of the Titans?
Uh-huh.
You know, we're being reminded, you know, remind them. They've forgotten, you know.
We've been reminded of the order of things.
Yeah, reminded the order of things. So that's, you know, where we, you know, I think this is what 2012 is all about.
Mm-hmm.
Do we have any callers tonight?
No, we don't. Not right now.
Okay, well, we want to invite our callers out tonight so that we could, you know, have them join us in our discussion or have a free reading tonight. You know, anybody out there that's interested, we'd love to, you know, help in any way. And the main thing is it's about sharing, you know, and that's, you know, where we're all headed. Once this system, you know, that we believe that would never end comes to an end, and where we'll be at what they call the bartering system, and we'll be sharing whatever information that we have with others, and they'll share with us what they're, you know, able to, you know, have some kind of energy exchange. But what else do you have to share with us, Agent?
Well, I just want to say that a little bit about this new president that is running for president. I think that he's going to be a great leader, and I think that he has great structure for our nation. And I think that this Ron Paul, he's going to do some good. What do you think, Roy?
You know, I've listened to a lot of his talks, and the information and stuff that he's researched and gathered and willing to share with everybody, I think, you know, people need to wake up and, you know, smell the coffee, because, you know, this is why we're in the situation that we're in. You know, everything that he's talked about, you know, it's pretty much right on. You know, he's hit the nail right on the head.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I do like Ron Paul, but we do know also that, you know, there's other forces, you know, that are trying to prevent him, you know, from becoming president. All we can do is, you know, send, you know, as much love and light, you know, so that this, you know, economy will turn itself around, you know, once, you know, we get away from this old money system, you know, that where everybody's so, you know, locked into, because it's just not working anymore. What do you have to share on that, Agent?
Well, I think if we all put our energies together and really vote for this guy, I think that in my heart I feel like he'll turn this economy around, and that he has some great values, he has some great plans for the future. And I think if we focus on something other than the dark side, I think you know, we focus on seeing him improving this economy, then that's what we'll create. I think that, you know, it's all a matter of perception. It's all a matter of, you know, what you're going to believe he's going to do for us, or what he will do for us. And
I just wanted to also tell you, Agent, my guides are telling me what we need to do right at this time is that we need to use the Neo Cube. And we're going to do like a little meditation right now with all our listeners out there. And I want you to, you know, go ahead and do the steps on that, the protocol for the Neo Cube.
Go ahead and project the steps on the Neo Cube.
Yeah.
Device, we open up the channel for the inner light circle to come through and the Galactic Federation to come through at this time. Device, we activate Stargate mode and increase now. Device, activate Stargate mode, the automatic mode now. Device, we open up a porthole for the good energies to come through and to bring this economy to a much higher level of consciousness, and so that other people can vote for Ron Paul, so that way he can help this economy to grow, so that we can all prepare ourselves for the ascension of Christ, the Christ consciousness. Device, activate and increase now to distinguish a lot of diseases that have been going on in the world, to get rid of that. Device, we activate and increase now that you will get rid of our old karma and allow the new karma to come in, so that we can continue our path and that we don't continue to suffer in the same cycles of life. Device, activate and increase that others will help to find their path on their spiritual path, and they will find the Christ consciousness. Device, we activate and increase now. Device, we trust you completely. Device, end session now.
Well, we wanna thank you, Agent, for, you know, projecting that energy out to the universe, and we wanna thank all our listeners, you know, who felt, you know, something, you know, felt some kind of shift, you know, from this energy. That, you know, main thing is that we can't buy into the fear that the media and all these doomsayers are doing, and you know, we don't want to create that. What we want to create is a world of, you know, happiness, peace, love, and light, you know, for everyone, and, you know, get away from, you know, the dark side and all the doom. The main thing is we should all, you know, take a little time, you know, from our busy life and send out a prayer or meditation, you know, to our guardian angels or our spirit guides, and, you know, and ask for their help. And even the ETs are waiting, you know, to assist us. And these are, you know, the Pleiadians, you know, these are, you know, good ETs have been sent to help us. I just wanted to share that. And is there anything else you want to share, Agent?
Yeah, and I'd like you to share a little bit about this saint that you were telling me about, what his mission is.
I mentioned to you about this Saint Germain, and what, I mean, he goes way back, you know, couple of hundred years ago, maybe even longer than that. But every time that, you know, he would go to, you know, he was a, he would become more powerful, you know, of the light every time that he would reincarnate. The ETs wanted to send him to another planet, but he chose to, you know, keep reincarnating here because he wanted to help mankind, you know, to prepare them for, you know, what's coming, you know, in the future. And the main thing is, you know, he's there, you know, he's waiting, he's, you know, his energy, you know, he's there to help us, you know, in any way.
Mm-hmm.
What's your feelings on that, Adrian?
Well, I think we're going to start hearing a lot more about these different saints and masters, and the more we learn about these masters, I think they're going to really do us some good work in the future.
That's great. I mean, we're looking forward to meeting, you know, whatever masters or any signs that, you know, we can receive for them, or even, you know, signs of the ETs that are out there that are willing to help us, you know, and bring more light, you know, into this world, and to, you know, break up, you know, any negativity that, you know, these people of the dark side are trying to, you know, put upon us. And what's your feelings on that, Adrian?
Well, my feelings on that, I think that for these masters, I think we should totally put our trust and faith into it. That they'll be there to assist us when we need them.
So would you say that they're to help remind us of who we are and where we're going?
Absolutely.
And, you know, and that's where we're, you know, we're all part of oneness. You know, we're all part of God. And we are all part of that, you know, energy.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we're able to get things accomplished. I mean, even people who are homeless, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they just have to remember who they are.
Right.
And, you know, we're all powerful, you know, energy. And we're not here to, you know, be a slave or, you know, be anything less than that, you know, while we're here.
Right.
Do we have any callers, Adrian?
Let's see here. Looks like we don't right now.
Well, I think we have what we have tonight is a bunch of listeners, so we'll continue to keep, talking about, you know, what, you know, is going on it during 2012. And what are your feelings on that, Adrian?
Well, I think that for a lot of people should know, I think there's a lot going on during 2012. A lot of things that people haven't seen yet, you know, with these UFOs. Experiences.
So would you say that we're in what they call the calm before the storm?
I'd say yes, we are.
So, you know, whatever is coming, you know, it's going to be huge. And the main thing is that we all have to be spiritually ready when it does happen.
Mm-hmm.
And I think in a lot of ways Hollywood is preparing us, you know, for that.
Mm-hmm.
you know, that's why, you know, you're starting to see a lot more movies, you know, that are of the spiritual, or even, you know, whether it be demonic, you know, showing that, you know, that people can fight these forces, you know, and overtake them, you know.
Right.
That we don't have to give in to them.
We don't have to be afraid.
No, we don't have to be afraid.
Mm-hmm.
So in a lot of ways, it's just helping to prepare us, you know, so that we could gather our strength and get past that.
Right.
So, what do you feel that that we can do to help, you know, prepare ourselves?
Well, I think by meditating and praying, I think a lot of praying would help.
Right.
To help us to reconnect.
Do you feel that people should start putting some food aside, you know, start doing some food storage, you know, saving some water, or, you know, it, you know, even if something didn't happen, at least they would have it there, you know, to use at another time.
Right.
It's better to, you know, be prepared than be unprepared.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, you know, where everybody should be.
Right.
The main thing is not to have any fear.
Right.
And what were your feelings about this movie, The Devil Inside? Yeah,